It's going to be a work in progress. I think, obviously, we know Stewart's situation. I mean, Dave's out for the year with the broke his leg yesterday. And Mike Otto will definitely take his place. Bruce, we assume, is going to be okay this week. He got through the game. He played on a sore knee for the whole half. You know, probably limited him in practice, but looks like he'll be okay as far as, again, his history has been, he heals well, and it's not anything that should keep him out of the game this weekend. So we should have both tackles available. We'll have to look at, you know, adding to the roster there today, tomorrow, next couple of days. And then in interior, Hutchinson, he's getting checked today as far as the extent of his situation with his knee. So we'll know more about that later this afternoon. And then we'll kind of make decisions from there. What's the best way to move forward with who we have on the roster, and then what our options are elsewhere.
What's your feeling on Hutchinson? Came back. I mean, is that a good sign for his ability the rest of the way?
I think it is. It was helpful that he was able to do that. And he thought, luckily, he'd have to play more than that. He didn't tear any. I think he's got loose bodies. Something's going on there, obviously. That's not good. I don't want to guess at what that is, but we'll have to wait and see, I guess. But he's not ruled out at this point, so that's a positive. But we'll know a lot more this afternoon, tomorrow.
So he's been having issues with his knee?
No, I think something happened. I don't think he's really ever had a lot of knee problems. I think it's just something that he felt during the game. I think one of those plays, the interceptions, the tip ball deals he got, I think that was the play. It was right before the late in the second quarter, I guess it was. So we'll have to wait and see where that's at.
I mean, you think there's a potential that he could be done the rest of the year, or potentially could miss
it? It could be more. We're hoping more of the other, that it'd be more of a game or two, or maybe not even that. I mean, it's just hard to tell. It's hard to speculate on things like this when it's not like Stewart. He's out. I mean, that's we all know that. You move on. But this one's one of those we just don't know yet.
You said Stewart was in the hospital yesterday. Did he have hardware put into his leg to put it back together?
Yeah, I didn't hear. I was going to talk to Dr. Elrod this afternoon. I haven't had a chance to do that yet as far as exactly what had to be done there. Saw it on film. Didn't look very good. It was on that big run that Chris had. He did a good job blocking. Linebacker went for the tackle, missed it, and landed on the back of his leg while he was blocking his guy. And I think that made it worse because he was blocking someone who was pushing against him. So it made it, I think, the injury probably a little worse than it maybe would have been if he just got hit in the back of the leg. And he heard it right away. So it was pretty much, he knew he had a problem right away. And so I don't know the extent of what was done yet as far as medically.
Do you ever remember a situation where you had such
I think it's only happened once since we've been here in Nashville in the last 15, 16 years. I think it was a Monday night game when it happened, when we had, Fred Miller got hurt, Benji got hurt, someone else got hurt, and then actually Fred had to go back in the game after he was hurt with an ankle, and you worked their way through it. But this was, when Roos got hurt, I think it was at the extreme, because you really don't practice a lot with, Fernando going out to play right tackle, and maybe Stevens playing right tackle at some point. You hope you, especially when you go into the game healthy. That's why most teams carry seven, because the odds are with you that's not going to happen. It just seems like this one of those years where things, what can go wrong is going wrong, and we're getting challenged in a lot of different ways. And like you said, you have to find them. They had injuries too on their side, I think, in the secondary, and they've hurt some linebackers during the year. But it's hard when it happens within the game, like it did this way, where you have guys that have to go in and play. And luckily, Bruce was able to stay in there, because that would obviously have been a much bigger problem if he couldn't play. And like I said, they battled. It was tough when things are happening like that, because your continuity is not what you'd like it to be, because guys don't practice in those spots during the week as much as the other guys do, and it's a good defense. And unfortunately, we were down 21-3. So that added more stress to the situation of running out of time. And they were doing a good job when they got the ball of chewing up time with their play action, running the ball. So we knew we were going to have limited time with the ball, even though defense did a great job us getting the ball back quite a bit, especially in the second half. They were getting three plays, six plays, punting, and then they're running a lot of clock. So we knew we weren't going to have a lot of time, which forced us to have to throw the ball more than we obviously wanted to, especially with injuries on the offensive line. But just the way the game was unfolding, that gave us the best chance to get back in the game, which we thought we were about to do a couple times there in the third and fourth quarter.
Was it a tough call numbers-wise keeping Sting off the active list?
Keeping who?
Stingley.
For this game? No, just because we're healthy. Like I said, I don't know if any team in the league carries eight. I mean, maybe someone does. If there's someone's hurt, you do. I mean, if someone has a nick going in at a position, then you're going to go heavier there. Like if Roos had an issue, if someone had an issue going in, a tackle or somebody, then you'd carry an insurance guy for that reason. But because we were as healthy as you're going to be going in, that didn't cross our minds. And probably won't next week either unless we have someone we're concerned for.
Stewart's obviously not the most talkative guy, but we don't know how competitive he is. What is the offense losing sort of from an attitude standpoint with him not being in there?
Well, that's what they lose. They lose the personality. I think that little edge he brings. And that's something not just for the offense. I mean, the whole sideline watches him play. He's a guy that if you're on the other side, you're going to sit there and say, well, let's watch Stewart here, because he's always doing something that's going to entertain you. And so I think he's just – it's not a premeditated type of thing. It's just things – it's how he plays. It's his body language. Just he's fun to watch because he's giving you everything he has in every snap. That's the only way he knows how to play. So he's the guy down by the pile. He's the guy helping the back up. He's the guy going out of his way to protect whoever has a Titan jersey on. And you need guys like that. And he's played smart. The only time he had the penalty this year was in Houston, last time we played him. So I was looking forward to this game because I thought it was going to be very fun to watch what was going to unfold up front with him, especially on their good player there. Because they had a good battle last time, and unfortunately, that didn't happen. But when you lose someone like that, it makes a huge difference because he does things like that. He does change a game. He does – when you're getting hit in the throat, in the neck, in the stomach, and all different places other than the normal spots, it changes your game a little bit when you're the defensive player. And he does that to linebackers, DBs, D-line. I mean, he's just one of those kind of guys. So it's just you lose a little edge that you normally have. So – that was tough to lose him, especially in the third play.
So it's not a coincidence then that so many balls were getting batted down necessarily with him out of there, because if hitting the throat, neck, that stuff you're talking about, guys will protect themselves.
Well, they got to protect themselves with him, but that's something that they do better than other teams. Obviously, every team bats balls. I mean, we batted the ball against Miami. I think we picked one off when we got one. We hit a couple balls yesterday. People don't realize how hard it is for quarterbacks, to have to negotiate a throwing lane, especially a team that's good at it. Once they realize, their end dropped off the one time. He realized he couldn't get a rush. He dropped off like he was in coverage to block one. That actually went that way. He was reading eyes. And some guys have a knack for it. They have a couple guys that do it well on their side. So again, unfortunately, it led to turnovers by us. And that's where we have to do the best we can to. To move around the pocket more, to find different throwing lanes. Obviously, there's a lot of times there was very good lanes to throw in, but a lot of times, especially when it's a three-step, and they read that, defensive linemen do a good job of reading that, stopping, and try to time up a jump. So that's something, again, you have to continue to work against, and the quarterback's got to work on it and, find the lanes. Maybe the ball's got to come out higher at times, finding different windows. To change it up, and that's something they've been doing with a lot of teams. And Pittsburgh is someone that's also known for it. Pittsburgh over the years, heck, back when I played, same thing. These guys did a great job having a knack with those linebackers and good athletes on the field. Some guys can jump much better than other D linemen, so they have a feel for it and they're athletic enough and they've been making plays off it, so they're really it's working for them right now. It's not something that other teams haven't done. Like I said, that's been going on when I was playing. I'm sure before I was playing. I mean, I've lost numerous games where that happens when you play against Pittsburgh or teams like that that over the years have done a good job with that.
I know you have to do with a lot of chemistry issues when some of the guys are coming in and out, but you're disappointed Jake got hit so much and had so many holding calls and some breakdowns even with the new guys.
Yeah, I mean, you want it to be cleaner than it was. I think that's on a combination of things. Those times Jake definitely could have got the ball out of there, especially in the first half, I felt. Kind of the second quarter, beginning of the third quarter, I thought we were sloppy in a lot of ways that way as far as timing of getting the ball out when it needs to get out, moving the pocket, getting out of there and getting the ball. Even the times, a couple times Jake moved out of the pocket, he kept the ball, and he could have avoided some bad spots there. So I think that's where there's you know, throughout that game, you know, he's trying to hold it to make a play, he's trying to hold it to make someone get open, and then it ends up being a sack. It's not always on the line. And then there were times that the line did get beat and have pressure, no doubt, infected the quarterback's throwing. And I don't know if we've had six sacks, and I don't know when the last time that happened was. And a lot of them were just, you know, on the fourth down one, that kind of thing, is trying to make a play kind of sack. But we didn't want to have to throw as much as we did. That's not what you want when you're playing against a good team. But like I said earlier, because of how the game was unfolding, we kind of got our hands forced a little bit. You'd hope it'd be cleaner than it was at times, but it wasn't. It still was good enough that if we make one of those plays in the end of the third quarter, the beginning of the fourth quarter, we're down one score, and it's a whole different football game. And then you move on, because it was getting better, I thought, as we went forward. And unfortunately, we didn't make those plays, and so now you have to deal with the consequence of that.
Is there anything that can be done with a lot of the guys on this team? The receiver yesterday just seemed like a bad day with drop passes and not being able to convert at critical times. Is there anything as a coaching staff, as a quarterback, that can be done, or is it just on those guys to follow through and make a play?
Well, I think it starts with they have to make – ultimately, that's their job. Your receiver, that's your number one job is to concentrate, focus, and make the tough catch, make any catch, make all catches when the ball hits your hand. And they know that. I mean, you work on – you drill it, obviously, and that's not going to change. You drill on those things every single day. Out there, they catch numerous balls all the time. I think you have to continue. That's why we do competition periods where we go against the defense a lot of times. So they're getting balls that are contested. You're not going against a scout team all the time. That's why we have those periods where you're competing against our best DBs, and they're competing for that ball. So they're getting good work and practice on that. And that's why we emphasize why we do those things. And then, I mean, they're doing drills where they're catching and getting hit with a bag. You can't go out there and tackle them. In practice, like you'd like to make him, that's about as game-like as it can get. But you're working on all the other phases of it. I mean, other than the catching, the concentration, pushing them, shoving them when they're trying to get it, and then you're doing periods during practice where they're competing to make plays against the number one defense. So I mean, you put them in a lot of spots, but it's still not Sunday at noon. You could do all the drills you want to do, and you have to do it just to do it, no doubt. And that's what you have to work on, the technique of things. But ultimately, you have to be able to do it under pressure. And real pressure is Sunday at 2:30, 3 o'clock, when those balls are coming, when someone's all over you, and you got to make those catches. And that's part of the game that didn't go well. That's not why, obviously, the bottom line why we lost. We can't fumble either. There's things we just can't do. And ultimately, 5 turnovers is not going to win you a game, and especially when you don't get any off the other side. So there's a lot of things going on there, but that's a phase that we'll continue to work on. We have to. Hopefully that won't happen again. And we didn't guarantee we're going to win, but I think it would guarantee us a chance at winning.
How many fouls did you count?
Six. There may have been more. I mean, six, between 6 and 8. I mean, I'm not. People count different ways. I count the ones that should have been caught, probably handled. So probably in that area.
When Kenny walked out yesterday, he expressed a lot of frustration. Get a sense whether he was kind of frustrated with his own performance, or was there something about the game plan or anything else that was bothering him?
I would assume he's frustrated with the loss. I mean, I know that's what he's frustrated with, because he knows how hard he's working. He knows how hard the rest of them are working at trying to finish games and win games. And so I'm sure, without talking to him, I know that's where the frustration starts. With the bottom line not being practicing hard, working hard, but not getting the results we want, and I'm sure he wants to play better, like every one of them. Just like the coaches do after a game. I mean, you replay a game 1,000 times, and you realize all the things you could have done to make a difference in that game. And I'm sure that's what, after a game, especially for a player, that's what's going through their minds. What he could have done. He had the nice touchdown pass, but I'm sure he's thinking he could have had 4 or 5 other plays that he didn't have.
Is he? I know you guys say he probably won't be back fully until next year, but is he? Is he where he should be in terms of recovering from that?
Like I said, I don't know how anyone can answer that question. He's practicing every day. He's working hard every day. Is he going to be? When's he going to be like he was a year ago? It's hard to evaluate. I'm sure he doesn't feel like he's running as well as he'd like to. Probably not doing certain things the way he wants to, like you normally are after an injury, but. I don't think it's that drastically different. I think this is a process. He'll get through it. Obviously, next year will be easier for him because he'll have a whole off season. to be healthy and move forward. And I think that'll make a difference for him. I think his confidence, he won't be thinking about his injuries anymore. I mean, those, all those things go through when you're coming off a year end, there's a lot happening. I think he's hopefully by this time of the year, that's behind him. Now it's just a matter of getting consistent, route running, get comfortable with the system, and continue to help us win.
How much of this is growing pains, and how frustrating is it to be dealing with so much, considering you do have a lot of experience on the offensive side of the ball?
I think your expectations are always high. They should be. We should build up what we think we're possible doing. You never want to underestimate what you think you can do. You want people to always think they can do more than they can reach. If we work hard, why can't we win the division? Why can't we? So you have to go into a season thinking that. So, and we do. And I think it, unfortunately, you hope if you have to go through a season like this, like we're going right now, you hope that you can look back and say there was some good that came out of this. Like for us right now, all you can look at is, you got four games, you got four weeks left. The goal is to be a lot better in 4 weeks than you are right now. I mean, that's all you can work on. I mean, we can't take back the past, and so all we can do is in this room, the guys that come to work on every day, is realize that, the bottom line is we got four games to play. We need to get better as a team and as individuals, and that's their job to do that. So I think that's what you have to focus on, and not why this. You can worry about all the what ifs and what happened in January and February. Right now, it's you still can do something about it. You can still finish your season in a very good way, in a very positive way, which you should do. I mean, that should be the goal. So I think that part will be handled right now. The question is, again, can we win all four? I mean, we'll see.
That being said, how hard is it to get players to realize that, to not give up? I know that, they may be down and may not, be as encouraged about 4 weeks what's left.
Well, I think, first of all, I mean, again, when we talk about this, and unfortunately we've had this talk too many times this year after a loss, but I think if you're on the defensive side of the ball, I think they're going to watch and say, well, we held Foster to 35 yards rushing. We held them to 24% third down completions. We did a lot of good things, things that are treading the right direction. We just didn't get any turnovers. We didn't get a sack. So that's the stuff that's on that side of the ball we have to continue to work at. We gave up a bad drive in the beginning of the game, and the guy should have made a tackle, and he did, and they had a 50-yard play. But that's stuff you can build on and say, the last 3 weeks, things are we're heading that way. And I think, again, like I always say, is that these guys are – I mean, when I was in the I was on teams that won 2 games, 3 games, 4 games, 5 games. I've been in those seats. And like I said to them, the best compliment I ever got was from a player that didn't say, hey, man, that year you guys went 10-0. It was, when I turned the film on and saw how hard you guys were still playing, you, Bruce, Dean, that's a compliment to you guys for how hard you guys are playing with whatever the score is, no matter what your record is. And I think that's how they look at it. They're paid to do a job, and it's not over now. It doesn't mean the job ends when you have when people assume you're out of the playoffs. Okay, now you can start cutting back and taking it easy, because bad things happen when you do that. I mean, it happens. You can get hurt. You can turn the film on if you're in free agency. Who's going to want a guy that's quitting with 4 games left? Guys don't do that. You didn't see it yesterday. You won't see it. That's the least of it. Like I said before, that's the last thing I think I have to worry about. Are guys frustrated? Yes. Do you have to help contain that? Yes. Should they be frustrated? Yes, they should be, but just so they understand that they could do something about it. It's not about who can I blame. I'm frustrated. It's not the offense, the defense. I'm not pointing my finger with frustration. I'm just frustrated that, man, we're working hard, and we're not getting the results yet. So, like you said, that's the battle, no doubt, is to get them in here, get them focused on, hey, we're doing this, then this, then this. And I think that way, once you get back to the game they love and you get them on the field, they respond, and they will. And, we're playing Indy this weekend, and obviously they're finding a way to win football games and doing a great job at 8-4. And it's going to be a huge challenge to go in there, and believe me, we'll have a great week of work, and we'll go in there, and we'll do our best to win that one.
Do you think this team has more talent than some of those other 2, 3, or 4 win teams that you just mentioned?
Yeah. I mean, I think we have very good talent here, and until we prove it by winning football games, we're just not getting the results we need to have yet. So right now we're a 4-8 team, and like you say, you are what you are, what your record is. And that's where we are right now. And, if you could turn the tape on and watch it, and there's a lot of plays to be made, but we just didn't make a lot of the ones that could have made that game different. And like I always say, credit the defense. That's a good football team, obviously. They've lost one game. They find ways to win all kinds of games, which they have. That's what good teams do. And so that's what why we leave frustrated that that game should have been different, in our opinion, than it ended up being.
How are some of the other injured guys? Cameron Wembley,
Well, again, same thing. Not sure. They're all getting tested. Wembley, we're not sure where he's at as far as he's sore, obviously left the game. But as far as long term, we're not concerned about that right now. Just a matter of seeing how he is later on today.
Anybody in that group, whether it's Wembley, Robert Johnson, David Williams, that you think could have to go to IR, or all of them just...
Well, I think the only two that we're concerned about right now, obviously, is Stewart. We already know that, and Robert Johnson.
What's going on?
His foot. He tore some ligaments in his foot yesterday.
So he's probably done for a year?
Yeah, there's a good chance he'll be done. Yeah, Al Playmore, Babineau, those guys were solid yesterday. I thought Sharon, playing some time. Al played maybe about 10 snaps, so he'll probably play a little more. Tracy Wilson dresses up and plays on special teams, so he'll be kind of a guy if need be as the fourth. He's the fourth safety that dresses up. Like I said, there's going to be, once we get the final result on some of these guys, health-wise, if any other people, we just think those are the two that we're concerned for not having back this year. Then we'll kind of have to play with the roster and see where we could be short, where we need to add to get through the next 4 weeks.
Hamstring,
it's hard to tell with that. I think they were very concerned. I think he wasn't as sore today as he was yesterday, and that's why a lot of these injuries are, you don't want to get too excited one way or the other. So I will know more, like him, Hutch, Wembley. We'll know more about them in the next couple of days. Yeah, he was trying to pull back on that play before halftime. He got, in the third down play or one of those plays that he someone was working, the worker at the stadium. He was trying to avoid running him over. And when he pulled up, it popped on him, and that was it.
Kevin Matthews was pretty critical of himself in the locker room a little bit earlier. Did he hurt his chances of maybe being the next man up or a guy who could play by the way things played out yesterday?
He had a couple holding calls. I think he ended up going the wrong way on a play that resulted in a sack. There was some confusion on a play that. So yes, there was some sloppiness at times, but again, he did a lot of good things too. When you're playing against some very good football players, which he was. It's going to depend on him. He's obviously more comfortable at center than he is guard if he has to play long term. So those are the options. The things we have to look at is putting guys where they're comfortable and seeing what our options are depending on Hutchinson's situation going forward. But I think that just, he wasn't the only one that's doing a little struggling at times. They made some plays and created some problems, but the thing was we hung in there pretty good throughout the game and gave ourselves a chance to make some throws as the game progressed, and we just didn't finish those drives.
What was your take on the hit Velasco took it in the game?
Totally unnecessary.
Yeah.
Totally unnecessary, uncalled for. No place in the game for it. All those things. They threw the flag, which I'm glad that obviously they saw it. I'm sure there'll be some consequence to that. They're just totally out of line.
You think anything led up to that, or just was a guy taking a cheap shot at the end?
I think he was taking a cheap shot at the end.
Any more of a sense of where Tom Moore's role is going to be going forward? Is it still anywhere?
Probably just what he's just probably like we. I think he'll get more comfortable with us and what we're doing and our players of what they're capable of doing. And I think you'll see him even last week. He's a coach. He was speaking up and talking to them last week. He took over some quarterback drills when Dowell was doing something else. So I think he's going to be more comfortable. Adding to as he goes, and that's what we told him. I feel comfortable. Dallas told him, feel comfortable during the film study while watching the game to bring up anything that comes to your attention. And during the game, he was upstairs and made some comments on some things. I asked him a couple questions during the game. Obviously, a great resource. I think he'll be a great resource for all the players, like we said, on offense, especially the receivers and the quarterbacks. So I think that he'll bring some interesting ideas, I think, as we go forward. And I think it's going to be a real good fit right now for, as we go forward through the rest of we finish this thing up, and I'm glad he's here.
So it looks like he'll be here for the rest of the year?
I hope so. I mean, that's kind of what our thinking. Again, we didn't sign a four-week contract or anything. It's kind of a week-to-week thing, and I think we'll just, I assume it's going to all work out to where he'll be here through the end of the season.
Don't you like the way that Dell called the game
yesterday? As far as just the calling of the game, the mechanics of it, I thought he did well. I thought he handled himself well. I thought the plays were in quick. He made quick decisions. All that was good, I mean, because he's never done that before. Taking in information when you have six other guys on the line that are saying something with a down distance or the situation or maybe even an idea, and I thought he handled it. He took the information well, made the decision when it was a couple different choices. That all was good to see, and I think that was well done. I know he'll look at the game like all coordinators do and head coaches do and look at plays where he could have called this or called that or maybe put Jake in a different situation, so there's always that. But I think it's first time out, and like I said, at the end when it got rolling, I thought he felt very confident. I think he was calling things Jake felt comfortable with. I thought he hung with Jake. I mean, he tried to find something to get him in rhythm. I think after Jake was definitely struggling at times in that game. And again, that's something we know Jake's going to go through as a young quarterback, but it was fun to watch him battle through that as he did in the game and start making some throws, and he took some hits, and he took off running. And you felt he was going to find a way to help us win that football game. And you know, he threw for over 300 yards on a day that didn't start out looking like we were going to throw for 300 yards. And so a lot of good in there. And so I think it was a good start from that way. Not necessarily, obviously, we want to win the football game. That's the main thing here. But I thought the organization and what we're doing, all that was pretty clean throughout the day. And it's just a matter of always looking at, you know, other things maybe we could have done that maybe would have settled him down earlier in the game, where he just was kind of trying to do too much early. He was pressing too hard, the quarterback was, early. Then I thought he settled down, but it took longer than we thought for that to happen.
Was he pressing because this was Dell's first game, or was there any particular reason he was pressing?
No, I think maybe when things don't, like when you get a couple plays, a ball tipped, or you get a turnover, or you feel like you have to do something as a quarterback sometimes. I thought, like when he came back in the Miami game, he seemed like he was more relaxed, and he threw balls away that we were bragging on, saying, hey, there's nothing there, so we threw it away. In this game, it seemed like he took a couple sacks instead of throwing the ball away or things like that early where he'd run out of the pocket sooner than he did. He didn't start running probably until the game progressed a little bit. Things like that. And why it happens, I don't know. Maybe it was just good defense. He maybe got frustrated a little bit early when a couple of the balls got tipped and they got the pick and we fumbled. And, you know, quarterbacks feel like they have to pick up the slack and make something happen just like we all do. I mean, you tell the receivers the same thing and the running backs, you know, CJ, don't go for the home run. Just get what's there. And I think sometimes, I mean, that's going to happen. And unfortunately, a couple of big plays there hurt us with turnovers. And then he settled down, which was the key thing, is he settled down and ended up making that game. We got a little exciting towards the end if we could have made a couple more plays.
At what point, does he, even though he didn't finish around Jacksonville, he could have won it for you, he got to a bad start yesterday. I know that all comes with being his first-time starter, but at what point does he cross over to where that kind of stuff is – not ever acceptable, but where you have to come down on him even harder?
Well, I think he comes down, and he's the first guy on the sideline telling you what he did wrong. He knows what he should have done. I mean, he's not fighting that. Like I've been around, some quarterbacks aren't as willing to take the blame for things when it doesn't. It's going a different direction. I think he realizes. I mean, when he watches tape, I mean, I'm in there with him. He's watching it and hearing his perspective on what happened. And so I don't think we'll have that problem. I mean, I don't think it's going to ever get to that, to where we're concerned for. I mean, we're excited about him. I mean, we want to win football games. That's what it's about. We're going to be doing a lot of that with him, and hopefully you'll see that the next 4 weeks as we finish up the season. But I'm not concerned about getting to some point where we're deciding that. We're excited about him, and as we start playing better together as a group, I think all that will come out. I would assume, we hope so. I mean, that's, again, something that he'll be able to practice this week, and then he's got to do the old see a doctor somewhere Wednesday or Thursday after he does one practice to make sure that he's there's no side effects, which we assume there won't be, and so that we're hoping that he'd be playing on Sunday, yes.
Anything else?
Thanks.